Hi, Joanne Butler here. March is daylight saving and also National Sleep Month. And, you know, sleep is just essential for overall well-being, for your immune system, brain health, weight management, even your skin. Overnight is the time when your whole body rejuvenates itself. So it's just so important to get your Z's. You should really be getting at least 6 to 8 hours a night, kids even more, about 10 to 12. And it's important to establish good sleep patterns. You know, just like we put babies on a sleep schedule, we have to do the same things as adults. So try to stay consistent with bedtimes. It's so important. Studies suggest something like a little handful of pistachios before bed can actually contribute to better sleep because they have tryptophan. Also, a little bit of healthy protein is good to keep your metabolism moving, which is actually working its hardest about 4 a.m. So you want to make sure you're sleeping at 4 a.m. Try a nice relaxing bath before bed. Wash your face. Get your makeup off. For sensitive skin, especially, nighttime is already a time for skin microbiome disruption, so it's even more essential to have soothing products on hand when our routines are changing. I love these water wipes, soothing clean wipes. My whole family's been using them for years. We take them everywhere. I use them all day long for just about everything. They're made with 99% water and 2 organic botanical fruit extracts. So while other calming wipes may have 10 plus ingredients, these are super minimal. Super gentle. They can take off all your makeup and unclog pores, but they won't strip your skin's natural oils. And they actually help soothe skin by about 26%, which is just amazing. And especially great if you have eczema or skin irritations, which tend to flare up at night. Just feels like a gentle, wet cushion, really relaxing, and supports a healthy nighttime routine and helps sleep's natural processes work even better. And that's what it's all about, you know, fueling sleep's already natural superpowers. And of course, they're perfect to build into your baby's nighttime diaper changes, you know, soothing them before bedtime too. Kids pick up dirt and oil and pollutants during the day, so it's a good quick nighttime cleanse that can help them get a better night's sleep as well. Now, other things you should do: turn off that TV, keep your phone at bay. All the blue light and noise is just not conducive for a good night's rest. Also, make sure the blinds are strong to block premature morning light from coming in. It sounds simple, but it's just so important. Don't drink caffeine before bed. Same for alcohol. Give yourself a cutoff, a few hours at least before bed if you can. Also, not a great idea to work out right before bed either. Try to get that workout in earlier in the day, because working out gets your endorphins going and that can keep you up. Also, this Sunday, we change our clocks an hour ahead, so we lose an hour. So if you haven't already, try going to bed 15 minutes earlier starting tonight to ease into that time change. Can make a big difference. Happy sleep.